All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Thank you, Lisa. Friday episode of Oilers Nation Radio. Bag Milk, Rick, Tyler, Dan. No, Liam. He's off on an adventure. He could be anywhere in the world right now.
But he chose Toronto.
He did choose Toronto. The fun part for Liam is that he gets to go back to Toronto next week for the All-Star game. He is there on crew business.
Yeah, and he flies back Monday at midnight. Then we leave Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. to go back to Toronto.
The scouting boy.
Why did he just stay there?
I don't know.
It's a fair question. Probably wasn't an option that he knew he could probably consider. You know?
Yeah, probably not. And maybe he just really wanted his 36 hours back home.
Maybe.
I heard he just likes planes.
Yeah, loves planes.
That would be a very extra airport time. Just really like planes.
Big you could plane just sleep guy. On the floor at the Playmaker office, maybe?
If he likes planes.
There's a couch in there.
If he likes planes that much, just go sleep at the airport.
See?
Watch him come
all
in and out.
Works out. They've got food courts, everything you need in there.
You can live in an airport.
Dude, didn't some dude live in the French airport for quite some time?
Tom Hanks, I think.
When he was flying somewhere, he got his visa taken away. Therefore, he wasn't allowed to get into any other country, nor go backwards into his own country. So he was just like, well, I'm going to live here. I think they made a movie out of it, didn't they?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, right?
Really?
He played every character in the movie.
No.
I was like, Castaway.
Yes.
Not allowed to leave the island.
That's what it was about. One of those movies where he plays all the characters.
It was called The Airport, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I remember the. Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to be in a handful of airports. I'm trying to think of which one I would want to get stuck in. The answer is none of them. Does it have a Chili's? Love me a Chili's drink.
The worst airport I was ever in is the Gatwick Airport, just outside of London. It's the other one, the one that they don't talk about. Don't go there. It's bad news.
Yeah, they don't talk about it for reasons.
So Tyler and I will be flying to Toronto next week for the All-Star game. Are we still doing a Chili's cocktail? Despite our flight being at 7 a.m.
What's taking so long to say yes?
Well, like, you know, my answer wants to be yes.
What the hell is
that? What will Jay say to us?
Jay will say yes.
Okay, then I'm in.
He will be there too, probably.
If you just buy the beverage for him, what's he going to say?
Yeah, he's going to drink it.
Okay, then I'm in.
Plus, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious.
I like the logic.
Time to kick off the podcast with Delicious Debate for our friends at Wendy's. Of course, we're talking about the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor game. DailyFaceoffSurvivor.com. That's where you go to register. Basically, you got to pick the right option every day to move forward in the contest. You're going to get a chance to win some food. You had the ultimate, the grand prize is $5,000. But if you're like me, getting past day one proved to be difficult.
I think a lot of people are having this issue.
It is a tough game.
It is not easy.
I watch a lot of hockey. So I feel like I'm like every week, I'm like, this is my week. This is my week. I'm going right to the end. This week I was out Monday.
Humbling.
Very humbling.
Yeah.
Are you better than me? Probably. But maybe not. DailyFaceOffSurvivor.com. That's where you go to play. Of course, check out the bacon portobello mushroom melt. It is here for a limited time only. DailyFaceOffSurvivor.com is where you need to go to register. Tyler, for our friends at Wendy's, Wendy specifically, and Dave Thomas, what is the delicious debate on today's podcast?
Now, I wrote this one down, but now I feel like we've done it already. Son of a bitch, we'll do it again. 15-game winning streak. Fill in the blank. The most surprising part of this winning streak is blank.
I can almost guarantee you we've never talked about a 15-game winning streak and the most surprising part of it.
Yep.
Decent point.
Thanks. Yeah, I think we probably did it around the 7-gamer. Yeah, it's something like
maybe
this.
Maybe it was during the 8-gamer last time.
Yeah, it's okay. But we can start it again.
It's a great revisit, Tyler, because things have changed a little bit. Yes, the team's performance has changed. I think we have kind of come through that lull, that period where Bob Stauffer in the first intermission of, I can't remember what game it was kind of resigned to the fact that maybe this streak was over. That was about 5 games ago. So, for me, the most surprising thing has been the versatility of this team, a team that, you know, is accused of being playoff or power play merchants, or to be only as good as McDavid and Draisaitl will let them be, or that this team has no goaltending. Those are all things that have been proven wrong at various points during this streak and also been proven right at different times as well. But the team keeps winning, so it's awesome to see.
I think I'm going to go probably, I always believed in Stu, always. But the heater he's on is something else.
Yeah.
He has just been spectacular. Not just like league average starting goaltender numbers. He has been fantastic. So is that surprising? Not necessarily, but the fact that he's done it every single night, every single night, every single night. And then Calvin Pickard last night, he goes, you know what? I'm in. Damn it. I want to shut out the Blackhawks too.
Next and you
go, all right. Next guy up in specifically in net, and the fact that they're just lights out, the two of them.
Here's a quick aside that might not be so quick. Has Mr. Skinner played himself back into the national, the national team talk?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Like when you look at Canadian board and goalies right now, there aren't a lot of good ones. So I'm actually call me a homer, whatever. I think there's outside Vezina finalist candidacy with this guy.
I think so.
So I wrote a piece on the site about just how good he's been. And the one number that stood out to me, games where you were above 900. Thatcher Demko has 23. Connor Hellebuck has 22. Stuart Skinner has 21.
Yeah.
That's the top three in the league. Ilya Sorokin has 20. No one else has 20. Like, if you, and I know this is convenient because it's like taking out his four worst starts or whatever, but if you take out like his first four starts of the season and look, he's an elite goalie. It's wild.
Yeah. We're not used to this.
No, we're not.
Although there was a time, a little bit before your time, when as an Oilers fan, we always had an elite goaltender. Mm-hmm. You go from Andy Mulgan, Grand Fury, you rolled into Bill Ranford, you rolled into Cujo. Like we always had, like the team may not have been great, but we always had one of the best goaltenders.
And that kind of flipped.
Yeah, then things went away a bit.
Like I'm thinking of our 99 problems, but a goalie ain't one shirt during the Scrivens fast era.
I feel like it was like when Hemsky became our answer and like our guy that we were kind of building around, then we were looking for offense and your goaltending just kind of goes by the wayside when you're dying for that offense. And we were living and dying by that offense.
We stumbled we traded for Ranford with Andy Moog, right? And then we stumbled into Cujo because he left
cast out of St. Louis
and was down in the IHL, I believe, at the time. And we got him however we got him back then. Then you would have had, I think, Tommy Salo next up.
Yep.
And Belarus broke him.
And Belarus went and ruined his career.
Ah.
And then after that, we started at the bit of the skids.
Sometimes started to chase the bag.
Off the melon.
Yeah, right off the melon. It messes things everything
shake
up.
Shake it up. Another thing I would want to say is how many different players are contributing to the team's success? Everybody always says, oh, it's the McDavid Draisaitl show. During this run, those two aren't even in top 10 scoring over this run.
It's crazy. They're still putting like a point a game.
They're still fantastic. I'm not.
Yeah, no, I know. I completely understand where you're coming from.
Everybody else is kind of raising the tide. And that's been really fun to watch. You can't call them power play merchants anymore. There's a lot of 5-on-5 scoring. Warren Fogle has 16 points in his last 16 games. Contract year, Fogle's on fire.
You have a second liner and a third liner going point per game for 5-on-5 for well over 10 games now.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer. the most surprising part of this winning streak is the fact that Draisaitl and McDavid aren't supernova right now. And if you would have told me beginning of the year, hey, guess what? The Oilers are going to have a run where they win 15 straight games. I would have been like,
they're going to have 70 points each.
Connor has like 32 points in this stretch. Leon's got 28, but he's got 15 goals and like something crazy. The fact that I'm looking at the leaderboard here for the team over the course of this win streak. And like, yeah, McDavid has 22 points in 15 games. That's still very good, but that's just like average McDavid production.
That's normal McDavid.
It's like almost a tick below average, actually. Draisaitl, 20 points in 15 games. Yeah, that's average Draisaitl production, but it's like they're getting the job done because of timely goals from outside pieces. Fogle, McLeod, even Derek Ryan chipped in with the one big one. And then goaltending and defense. Like it's such a weird anti-Oilers.
It's the 200-foot game though. It's every aspect of the game is pulling their weight right now. And if you know you can't score a goal for a period and a half, it's not that big of a deal because the other half of your game is keeping the puck out of your own net, which during these lulls where we go through, you know, part of December and January where we really can't score more than 2-3 goals a game, we usually have, you know, 8-9 losses because we can't keep the puck out of our own net. Well, now we've gone 12 games, I think it is, maybe 13 now, where we've allowed 2 goals or less. So we can score 3 goals, which shouldn't be that hard with the offense we have and the power play we have. If we can score 3, we're almost guaranteed a victory right now.
That's PK insane. Is at almost 90% over this run. This is kind of an aside, but like Stauffer just tweeted a really interesting stat that I thought Matthias Ekholm's time with the Oilers.
It's plus minus is stupid.
64 games played, 8 goals, 24 assists for 32 points. So he's a half a point a game.
Yep.
Plus 43, averaging just under 21 minutes a night, 20:55. The Oilers are 46-16-2 with him in the lineup. And some of those losses, most of them, were from when he was getting up to speed earlier this season.
Yeah, a good chunk of them.
And 9 of them are basically from the shitty side.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we finished last year, what, an 18-2 ride?
Yeah.
18-2 run? And I don't know if he was here for all 20 of those games.
That trade, man. Like, I remember when we did our live reaction to it, BM, on the YouTube, and we saw that it was Barry, and we were like, oh my God, it's Barry and the first Andre Chafer. They gave up so much. But like, that's a slam dunk home run win.
Do it every fucking year, man.
Yeah. Do that every day of the week.
Remember how many people are losing their absolute minds because we weren't involved in trades like 5 days before that? Because I can't remember. Like, Chikrin might have been one of the defensemen that was going around, and everyone was arguing over like 2 or 3 defensemen, and none of them were really that defenseman you thought was going to, like, they're like, yeah, there's a step up, but that's not really the guy that they, and then out of nowhere comes the Ekholm trade.
Yeah.
And it absolutely solidifies the defense. And then all of a sudden you have a guy like Vinny, who's a 7th-round pick, who steals a spot or earns a spot, grabs a spot, and has it like a death grip on that spot. Like, he's playing fantastic. All 6 defensemen are playing out of their mind right now, but not out of their mind. They're playing so solid.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing lucky about what's going on here. You get the puck at our end, especially in the last 10 minutes of the third period, you're getting choked out. Like, you're not getting anything near the net. It's hilarious. If Connor and Leon take off like we think they will, because that's what they do, this team is fucking terrifying.
Well, that's the piece too, I think, from this.
We're lucky in our own end. We're doing this by skill and by structure.
Yep. Well, and from this streak too, like, one of the things that has gone down is our power play. Our power play is not clicking at all right now, and that's okay because the team is still winning. And like you said, Rick, the minute it starts to click,
that's terrifying.
Look out.
By the way, shout out to Tim Mrazek last night for that power play goal. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but he was way out of the net.
When it first happened, I was like, fuck, goalie interference.
I saw Zach Hyman in front, and I got the meme ready and everything. It was ready to go, Groundhog Day style.
You're like, oh
yeah,
what are you doing?
He was like 3 feet outside the crease.
Yeah, it wasn't Mrazek. Just his toes weren't even touching the blue.
He just wanted to touch Hyman. He just needed to touch a goal scorer. You know,
I mean, I get it.
It's one of those things with you can't take a still photo, because still photos don't tell the story.
Yeah,
if you go back and watch, I'm sure you're like, oh, he just overslid or something like that, like Fleury used to do back when he first started.
Jack Campbell always.
Hey, you be nice to that guy. He's playing phenomenal right now down there.
Yeah, Pickard doesn't want to see him.
That's fine. I love it. Let Jack keep doing what he's doing down the AHL, and Pickard would do what he's doing right now. This is great for the organization.
But yeah, sliding all over the crease, which is kind of, you know. Meh. What else you got? What else?
Almost disappointed you guys about to put that puck in the net, eh?
Well, yeah.
It's like his empty netter. Oh God!
Yeah, that was.
Well, why? That's another thing. Like, you want we're skipping ahead a little bit. Why was Hyman being hauled down with an empty net, not an automatic goal? What happened to that rule?
Yeah, I thought that should have been at least a penalty. I mean, the auto goal is the penalty shot, if you will, on the break. So I don't think it's a penalty shot, but it should have been a holding.
Khrushchev definitely thought it was a penalty. Like, he stopped playing the game of hockey. He quit.
Yeah,
he
gave up. So I don't think Vinny should have been a penalty shot. That's just a different
option. I don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
we've seen Connor McDavid get abused.
Borderline.
Yeah.
The stipulation, I think, for the penalty shot, you have to have the clear cut breakaway with, you have to control the puck on a clear cut breakaway, and he has to take away your scoring chance.
Got a scoring
I
chance.
Don't think he really had a clear cut breakaway, nor do I think he had the puck on his stick the whole damn time.
And he still got a scoring chance.
Although, just as a general thing, I do like that. I want more lenient towards the penalty shot.
Oh, penalty shots. Penalty shots.
Did he yell it right away to the yeah. Did he point it right away? Because yeah. I watched Vin.
Yep.
And he circled through the left side, and he never once was headed over to the penalty box. I was like, well, that's a penalty.
Yeah, it was like,
oh, and I was like, well, why aren't you dude, you know, it's a penalty, right? And I was like, oh, they took me an extra 10 seconds to realize the penalty shot.
If you're listening to this right now, hit us up Owen Radio Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. I want to know what has been the most surprising part of the 15 game win streak. Anything else, boys?
Also, I just want to say, Vinny, I had a good angle for that from where my seats were. And Vinny after came and gave Pickard a hug. But because of how tall he is, it looked like he went and gave him a kiss on the forehead. And I thought that was cute.
That's adorable.
Like the Hans Moll man.
A different angle that surprised me during the win streak was seeing Tyler Yaremchuk start the wave last night at Rogers Place.
Yeah, what was that about?
So Russell,
that way Liam saw that. Liam's like, I'm out of town. Yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm leaving.
Well, so how about this for a weird coincidence? He's the guy who hooked us up with our jerseys for the Jasper Pond Hockey Tournament. He's done it the last couple of years for us.
Nice.
His season seats are right across the aisle. Like, we basically sit next to each other at the games with the stairs in the middle. So he turned over yesterday. He's like, hey, I'm right. He introduced him. I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, yeah, I sit by you almost every game you're at. I'm like, that's crazy.
God damn it. What have
and
I said?
He turned to me in the third period and he just goes, hey, Tyler, put your arms up. And I was like, hey. And he saw the picture and he goes, perfect. I'm tweeting this and saying you're starting the wave. And then 90 seconds later, someone somewhere else in the rink started the wave. So when he posted that, people home would have been like, oh my God, you're empty. Are you kidding me?
Well, he's got those long arms, right? So if you're on the other side of the ice, whoa, there's the wave over there.
That guy over there started.
I can see it. Yeah, it's got to give it 3, 2, 1. It's my turn.
I found it interesting timing. Yaremchuk starting the wave with about 12 minutes left. 2-0 game. Not the ideal spot for my
wave. No, it was when the waves are going around, man.
Dude, the last Thursday game I was at, and I can't remember who we beat, but they started happy birthday. We were up 1-0.
No, we can't do that.
In the second period, things were whatever. It was walking on eggshells, and they're singing happy birthday in the corner behind the net. I'm like, what are you guys doing? We got a game going on here. Yeah. My heart's going 112.
I'm a big wave guy, but it's very situational. If we're up 4-1, 5-1 in the third period, let's buzz that baby around the building.
On a Friday, everyone's in their cups.
But you know what? 2-0 with a lot of time left. Not for me.
I will say this, though, and I was a little upset with Vin. He had a dead-on look.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know who was there. Were you there? You were there.
I was there, yeah.
So this was inside the chicken minute. Oh. If he scores a goal, we get chicken. So I feel like someone owes me a two.
Some person.
You fire him a text.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bro, you owe me some chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I thought Vinny was going to have one last night too. But then you know what the worst part about Vinny scoring yesterday would have been? Gregor had it as his not so obvious game day prediction that Vinny was going to score his second goal last night. Gregor would have been insufferable. We can't have that.
Doesn't he hit those far too often anyway?
Yeah, he's a witch. He is a witch.
So just to circle it back to what we saw last night and maybe I guess a little bit of what we've seen over the streak. Okay, they're now getting somewhat close to history, right? And I know I'm a little bit scared to even talk about it or whatever, but they've done it with the power play being, we'll call it average, 22%, 25% or something like that. They've done it with Connor and Leon being good, but not great.
Not themselves.
We're so spoiled, by the way.
Yeah, they're not themselves. They're still very good players. They're just not themselves.
They're just average NHL superstars, which is wildly unacceptable.
average NHL superstars.
We know eventually those two things will change.
Yes, we've seen it.
Yep.
And we know that those two things alone, red hot power play, Connor and Leon going supernova, can more or less single-handedly fuel a heater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If last night was the start of them getting hot, when the hell does this thing end?
I told you.
He's well
mid-February, against Dallas.
He's like over the, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why not? Who's standing in our way? Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody can.
Gonna get a nice rest.
But then again, at the same point, I'm very much Kobe Bryant on this one. Like, job's not done. Still one game.
I know for a fact that that room is not getting overly excited.
I hope they're not.
There's guarantee you.
But I feel like we also have to do our part.
There's a guy with the C on his chest who will not allow any of that to get ahead of him.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. But I'm saying we as a fan base, we need to do our part.
Yeah, I'm all
for it. Wear what you wore. If you're superstitious, flip your gaunch inside out, wear the clean side, whatever you need to do.
That's so, really gross, but do it.
Don't judge.
Here's my thing. So the night of after the game, before you go to bed, you can have some fun with it. When you wake up, back business. To business.
Business. Job's not done.
Nope. And on business.
There job's not done. I guess job's not finished is the specific quote, Dan.
Fair enough.
Don't fact check me.
Read it verbatim.
Job's not finished. Tomorrow, Nashville. We'll get to that in a second. I want to go backwards a little bit to the game against Columbus on Tuesday. Because I found that Tuesday and yesterday, to an extent, Oilers had a little bit of a sloppy start. Goaltending kind of, they were loose. Yeah. Goaltending bailed them out, kept the score where it was. Ultimately, they picked it up, won the game. What do you make of that? Kind of like the slow start slash loose starts against two teams that I almost felt like it was fortunate that that happened against Columbus and Chicago. Because if you do that same thing against maybe a Colorado or a Boston, you're probably talking about a different story.
But to be fair, they also did it against LA back in that game early on the year. They've done it against Toronto. They're kind of back. Remember early in the year when they kept having good starts, but losing the game? Yep. We were like, what the hell? It's the reverse Oilers.
Yeah. One bad mistake would end up in the net all the time.
Now it's kind of like the opposite. We're like, they're making four or five mistakes and none of them are ending up in the back of their net. They're getting a save and then they just go down the other way and score. But they are probably a little bit lucky. Not that the people who are on Twitter who are like, you know, they're not beating anybody good. That's so lame.
That's why my tweet from yesterday goes, listen, if a 15 game win streak was so easy, your shitty team would be doing the same thing.
So I think I have a unique perspective of this because if you're going to know this for sure, my football team, all anyone said all year, and it was a thing, under 500 teams, we absolutely creamed them. Over 500 teams, things didn't go so well. Well, over top 500 teams, they're much better. So obviously the gameplay is going to be much different. So I'm not saying that, but I'm not disagreeing with it either.
Toronto
terrifies me because they can score with every fucking shot.
Yeah.
So beating Toronto is huge.
Matthew
beating
LA in the first shift of that game.
Yeah. Beating LA was big. Like we've still beat some really good teams, but yes, there has been a run of 20 something teams here that we're taking full advantage of, but all you can do is beat the team against in front of you.
The problem I have with the people who are pointing it out right now is that they're using right now. You have to think about in the moment when the Oilers are playing the Rangers on December 22nd, the Rangers were the top team in the Eastern Conference, right?
That's fair.
When the Oilers are playing the Kings at that point, their slide really hadn't begun yet. We kicked them into that slide. When the Oilers played the Kraken, they were 8-2 in their last 10. When the Oilers played the Flames, had they not won 3 or 4 in a row? Mm-hmm. And now they're sliding. Like when the Flyers were on a run.
Yeah.
Moment of the games, the Oilers were playing good teams. You can't look at it now and be like, well, right now the Kings suck. So the Oilers don't get credit for that win in December.
But also, that's not how win streaks work. The Oilers aren't going to just be like, oh, okay, you know what? Actually, you're right. This has been some low quality teams. We're just not going to take the wins.
I agree with that because they just beat Columbus on Tuesday. Columbus beat Vancouver last week.
But are you looking at the thing in front of you right now, the records? Because look at the years and look at the amount of games. Nobody, like there's two teams ahead of us right now.
Yeah, we're the third longest win streak.
And how long has the NHL been around for? How long has this stat been running for?
And one of those teams is the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, so look at how many times and how many years and all that stuff. If there's three teams over 70 years, 80 years that have done this, then you know what? It's actually something because other teams like...
It was just like the Canadian division when everybody's like, oh, Ottawa's a free bingo square or whatever. The Oilers were the only one that beat them all 9 times.
The Bruins had their best regular season last year, right? Ever?
Yeah. Best ever, yeah.
And they're not on that list anywhere.
Nope.
So they had an opportunity to put, 15, and they did not.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me, too, is I'm looking at the standings right now. The Oilers are currently sitting in third place, 5 points behind Vegas with 4 games in hand. They are 4 points up on LA with a game in hand.
What's the Vancouver one right now?
Vancouver is 12 points ahead with 4 games in hand.
So
the Oilers have 4 games in hand. Sorry.
12-4. So eight. So
if the Oilers win all four,
so it's 4 points back. Really, so we have one more game against them. We win our four games and then beat them. We're now 2 points behind Vancouver.
Yep.
Hot damn.
I just
first place, baby. Let's go.
Shout out to all the people doing the mental gymnastics, trying to take down this streak.
That's yeah. what I find it. Is so funny. Like, again, if a 15 game heater was so easy, every team would do it.
Yeah.
Every team has a run where they go through a bunch of shit teams. It's just, that's how it goes.
And it's weird how nobody talks about the Columbus or the Pittsburgh streaks as if we're looking into those records or anything. No, it's just not. And we're not going to be talking about that years from now when they're talking about the streaks.
That's just the opposition doing what they can to try and bring us. Does not matter. It doesn't matter what anyone else says.
If you look at just games lost this year, the Oilers are tied for the least amount in the NHL. 15 in regulation, 1 in OT, so 16.
Yeah.
The Jets and Canucks also have only lost 16 games. The Bruins have actually, they're first in the league. They've lost 18 times this year. They've just scrapped up 9 loser points.
OTL,
the loser points do a lot of heavy lifting in the NHL standings. Mm-hmm. Tons.
And I think going to 3-2-1 point is probably good, but as like an old, somewhat conservative type of dude, I'm going to have a hard time changing the point system for the first time in ever.
I think we're going to get used to it really quickly.
Probably. But right now, today, at like before it's done, and I have such a hard time mentally doing this.
Or extend the 3-on-3 to 10 minutes. Doesn't finish, you get a tie.
I don't mind having a tie point.
I do. I like having a winner.
I like having a winner too, but like the 2 points win, 1 point loss, like it doesn't make any sense to me.
I also don't.
It does because to be fair, it does because you go back and if you played 60, you got a point. So it's not a loser point. It's a fact you got through the 60
it's
minutes
a loser with. Point.
Yeah, but it's because you played 60 minutes and didn't lose.
So you're still lost the game though.
Yeah, but this reminds me of like, so in the CFL, they do the whole, if you miss a field. Yeah. So the 1 point, so
love a rouge.
I didn't think we were going to go here, but
I am fully, no, because people make fun of it. I know. Right? Yeah, so what it is you're penalizing the other team for taking a knee. Run the damn ball out.
Yep.
Like that's one of the best football plays in all of football. Run the damn ball. So you're not going to run it out. You're just going to kneel and, you know, white flag it. Well, we're going to penalize you for it. We can't take a point away for you. So we'll give the other team a point. Because now if you miss it and it goes through, so they don't get to run it back, 100%.
How about no points we take away the loser point and we give them all participation ribbons? If you lose an OT,
and the teams with the most can redeem them at the end of the year at a counter for some sort of prize.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you get a six foot sub or something.
Is this still minor hockey week right now? Is that what
if you collect enough loser point participation ribbons, you get a 6 foot sub for the team. That'd maybe a couple.
I'm starving.
Yeah, okay, I'm in for that.
See. We're workshopping.
How many loser points can we get in this room?
Oh, I mean, I've got plenty on my own.
A little more than that.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of loser points on my own.
I want a sandwich.
We got a foot and a half each here.
Easy.
Well, that's the actual math.
Wow. 6 feet divided by four.
Depends on the tape measure.
Foot and a half. One and a quarter.
A foot and a half.
Is it?
One and a half. Yeah.
Me no math, no good.
One and a half.
I'm not doing the math. I'm just agreeing with Rick. He's right.
Yeah, we need Jay in here. Jay's our math guy.
1.5 and 1.5 is 3. 2 threes is 6. Bang done.
All right. 1.5. I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I can do it.
We're workshopping talking, the loser point.
We're talking food here, man. I'm not going to. Yeah.
Listen,
portion
I'm
size on
my,
food? Yeah. I want extra
once
food.
If you do it in pies, he gets in. If you don't, it doesn't make
exactly,
sense.
Exactly. Not
once
pies.
Once we get to the DoorDash plug, I'm on my own tonight at my house. I'm ordering a mountain of food today.
Use the double dash feature.
I'm going to use the double dash feature. We'll get to that in a second, though.
If you don't put it on online, it didn't count.
Fair. Fine. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Just like when I bet on Connor Brown to score, everybody's like, "You're an idiot." I'm like, "Tonight's the night."
How is he only plus 375?
It doesn't make sense.
There are like Nurse was like plus 525. Like Nurse has a couple goals this year, and Brown has none.
Because I think Oilers fans are betting on it a lot.
Yes, that would be the problem.
But that's just so Betway puts up their point that you can't bet on the day's game till the day of. If you look at early enough in the morning, there can't be that many bets out there.
They tease it based off of the previous bets too. Cause they always want to have money on either side.
Okay. So that. If Oilers fans are like, tonight's the night.
Yes. All right. So if we all
eternal optimist,
the next three games off betting Connor Brown
and then he
everyone
scores
listening. Okay,
and then he scores.
I get it. We all have to take the next three games off. Game 4. Let's see if that thing goes up and then we'll jump on it.
Yeah.
Because then he's got to score sooner or later.
Rick affecting betting lines would be fascinating. if this podcast can affect betting lines, let's do it.
I am absolutely into Rick affecting the betting lines.
Selling our skills to the betting companies and we're making some coin off this.
Adjust the lines. Nobody bet on Connor Brown for the next four games.
I want to touch on last night's game a little bit more, but I got to read this next part verbatim.
Please do.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees with their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. That is 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code NATION25. Don't forget, Dan. Nation 25. 5% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply.
Nation 25.
They also have the feature where you can get them to swing by a second restaurant for you at no extra charge.
Genius.
I think that's the move for me tonight. I am a solo young man tonight, fending for myself. I was going to go out into the woods and scrounge up whatever berries I could find underneath the snow, but DoorDash didn't want me to do it.
You could DoorDash some berries.
I could absolutely DoorDash some berries. Saves me a lot of digging. What?
Truffles and berries from DoorDash.
For our friends at DoorDash, I want to know who delivered. Let's look at last night's win. It was a 3-0 run over the Chicago Blackhawks. Tyler Ramchuk, you're up first.
Yeah, we pick from the game on Tuesday as well?
Sure.
I'm going to Dylan Holloway.
Okay.
He's playing excellent since coming back up from the minors. He's looking like he's finding his confidence. The production has been there, even if it maybe wasn't there against the Hawks. I still thought he was effective. And he's making plays that are confidence plays. Mm-hmm. Like he's carrying the puck into the zone. He did that toe drag move around a guy. And it's like, okay, this is a guy who's not playing like he's scared to make mistakes anymore. He's a guy who's going out there and thinking, I'm better than some of these players. I'm going to make plays like I'm better than some of these players. So Dylan Holloway gets my who delivered.
Rick, what do you got? Who delivered for you over the last couple of games?
Well, I know Tyler said he's not been very good lately, but I'm still going to give it to the old
Adam
captain.
Ernie?
Yeah, we're giving it to the old captain. There's very little you need to be said after
Tyler's
that.
Tyler's very anti-McDavid.
I know, I've never understood it.
What? I never got it either.
Yeah, average superstar. Yeah,
average superstar.
No, you saw what he did last night, man. If it comes down to it, he's still putting the puck in the net. He quietly puts up another three-point game and helps us get to 15.
Because I'm 19 plus and could do so responsibly, I had a bet on Connor to get 2+ goals last night. So when he got the empty netter, I fist pumped so high, I might as well punch a hole in my roof.
I did a parlay that was McDavid 2+ points, dry 2+ points, Oilers puck line. So I was fired up at that one, but also on the second goal, when they were announcing it, I was just sitting there like, come on, please say Drysdale. Please say Drysdale. And assisted by whoever, Zach Hyman, and number 29. I was like, yeah, come on.
Dan, looking at the past couple of games for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
Oh, I appreciate you guys leaving for me. It's going to be good to both of our goalies, both Skinner for keeping us alive in that Columbus game and Pickard for getting his first shutout since 2018. That's pretty incredible for a guy that's been toiling in the AHL with different organizations. So wonderful to see from both of our goalies.
For me, I'm going to go off the board a little bit. We're going to give a little love to Nobby. Just a little love for the coach because
even though I know he did something yesterday that the two of you in this room definitely dislike.
Nuclear deterrent?
Yeah.
I mean,
but I understood the logic.
I understood it too.
Did you like the second line though?
I thought they were fine to start the game.
How did you feel about that line?
I preferred like I would always prefer those two split up and then them throw them together after a PK or just like in spots.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be my preference, but ultimately he was right. The Oilers looked flat against Columbus. And then when he switched up the lines for the third period, they started buzzing. They ended up winning the game. So I'm at a point now with Chris Knobloch where I'm just like, do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
I'm riding with you.
That's same way. And that's the way I've been the goalie since like that's before we're like, hey, this guy should be playing. Oh, they're playing the other guy. Great. And the other guy stands up. You're like, well, fuck, I guess I know nothing.
I also want to give another shout out to Nobby. One, Herod's always immaculate. Fresh cuts always. But that guy, I would love to see him hit the craps tables with us and go on a heater on a run because I bet he wouldn't smile at all.
He always looks like he's very deep in thought, like he's pondering something.
He's just like his highs and his lows are just right in the middle. If it was a Venn diagram, they sit right on top of each other. Hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's a cool trait for a coach to have, especially in a city like this.
We can invite him.
I mean, we should.
We really got to talk to the schedule maker. You're going to Toronto, right? For the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. When you're there, you better be asking everybody and anybody who makes the schedule and you find them. We put together some nation vacations next year that are appropriate for what we want.
Like when you inevitably ask Gary Bettman a question.
Yeah.
Go, Gary, Saturday night Vegas game. What's up, baby?
So what we do is we write down what we want. So, okay, Vegas on a Saturday. We need a game on the Friday. So we have a watch party. You're like, hey, this is what we need in probably November. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like a Nashville trip again and a watch party. And this is what we need again in like February to March. And just go, if you couldn't, please do that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll mention them. We'll bring them on the pod or something.
Just like maybe you do one of those things with Gary where you do like the handshake and you slip him a note.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
With a fresh Canadian five.
Yeah.
You know,
give him a wink.
Yeah. Ask him to check yes or no.
Right. Listen, whether it's Saturday night game.
Come on.
Gary, just one more for me in the back here. Tyler Ramchuk, Daily Faceoff. Who makes the schedule?
Selfishly, I would very much enjoy.
Can we get his number?
Yeah.
Or her, please.
Yeah. You know, some other cities too. Like, I'd love to go to Nashville on a Saturday. You know, still haven't been on a nation vacation in Nashville.
Watch, they're going to make it worse next year just to screw us. How? Oilers start the season, 3-game road trip. Monday, Vegas, Wednesday, Nashville, then back to Vegas again for the last one.
If that's the case, we're doing all three.
Back to
$7,000 nation vacation, but I'm doing it.
Yep. I will be there. I will not sleep.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Part of me is wondering if I can somehow get to Anaheim.
Hmm? Oh, exactly.
I believe you could.
You could do it.
I believe in you.
I think some of the planes are still flying.
Going back to the DoorDash who delivered. Who would have ever expected in 2023-24, in 8 games played, Calvin Pickard has 5 wins, a shutout, and a .915 save percentage?
That would have, somebody would have guessed that.
I would have assumed he would do that with the Condors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. One of our goalies is probably injured at that point, you would imagine.
I just think that like him playing as well as he has, you know, the defense is obviously much better in front of him. It really changes the priorities.
Is that no longer something they're looking for now? A goaltender upgrade?
I think they're more.
Are we rolling into the playoffs with our goaltenders today?
The cost of acquisition alone, I think, makes it so that you can't at this point disrupt what you've got with this team right now.
I think it's more so how can you get rid of Campbell because you want the space to go spend somewhere else. But like,
yeah,
he hadn't played in 11 days and he goes out and pitches and Chicago's not very good.
They do stink.
But you know what? He still got the job done.
Yep.
They don't ask how.
They're all NHLers.
They're all, well,
right now.
Pretty sure the Blackhawks had open tryouts.
Technically correct. Technically correct, yeah, which is right the best now, kind right of now, correct.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like Calvin Pickard, like he's won 5 of his last 6 appearances. Yep. He deserves a little bit of love.
Solid. Steady. Like not a lot of extra movement, not flailing to make the save. You're like, oh, wow, you probably couldn't redo that. Both goaltenders have been extremely solid. No extra movements, no real big rebounds. It's something you can keep doing over and over and over and over again.
These podcasts are really boring when we're winning because we're all just agreeing.
We did this yesterday on Real Life. There were so many long, awkward pauses. And then we were like, we had way more to talk about when they stunk. It's like,
well, let's just try harder now because this is way more fucking fun.
It is fun.
Maybe for this hour and 20 minutes,
that's like, the thing.
But there's still 22 hours and 40 minutes in the day that we can still.
We're like, these podcasts just feel like victory laps right now where we're just like enjoying it, basking now? It. Yeah.
Wait till late June.
Yeah. Wait till we got a cup celebration to plan. I'm going to be insufferable.
This is true.
I can't wait.
We get a few more games to break down.
Bottling up my insufferability for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one thing that I think that it's looming for me is that the amount of games that the Oilers have in hand against the other teams. I feel like the schedule is going to get a little bit more of a grind here as the season rolls on. I think so too.
And I'm curious to see how, like, we just talk about Calvin Pickard. Like, he's not going to go 11 days between games here when they really tighten up.
Yep.
Because January, pretty casual.
Well, wouldn't that be a good thing then?
I think it's a great.
It's thing. Harder to go 11 games or 11, was it 11 games or days?
11 days.
11 days without a game and then coming in with putting up a, you know, a quality start and a shutout. Yeah. Whereas you go 4, 5 or whatever it's going to be when you get into.
It's going to be interesting.
But like you said, when we get to the thick of things, that's when Connor takes off. And this team is, they're in their January lull right now. We can't score a lot of goals. Something's going to flip right away.
Let's look ahead.
Going to be terrifying for everyone else.
I totally agree. Let's look ahead at tomorrow really quickly. Corey Perry going to make his debut tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I imagine last night at Rogers Place, he was wandering the halls, feasting on garbage, fueling up for tomorrow.
Not the concourse.
No, can't be in the concourse.
Like down hallways.
Down like the hallways, the back in the hallways.
Yeah,
some every garbage stuff. Can he saw, dumped it in his mouth, had a quick mange. He's going to be ready to go.
Saw two Corey Perry jerseys at the game.
I saw a picture of one that you took and I'm like, let's get after it.
It was quick. I went up the escalator once I got in and it was the first thing I saw. The guy was in line at the shop and I was like, Corey Perry jersey.
Didn't somebody have a picture of a 90 Corey Perry jersey at like the autograph session?
Yeah.
Like the day, like, I don't know how the hell that happened so fast.
Looking at the line combos from today, Sam Gagner comes out.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah. I was talking to my buddy last night about this and I think it really comes down to about four guys, right? So Gagner, Ryan, Janmark, Brown are about the only four that you would consider. I think Brown not putting up goals right now is about the only bad thing he's doing. I really like what Janmark does. There's very little mistakes out there. Kills penalties. Derek Ryan's other killer penalties. Sam Gagner is the only one who's out there not doing anything in terms of non-5-on-5. So I'm not terribly against it.
I'm not surprised by it. It just sucks because he's on pace for 20 over the course of a full season.
Yeah, but I think you'd trade that 20 for jewelry.
And Sam,
oh yeah, of course. Corey Perry jewelry. Doesn't kill penalties though, does he?
No.
But Derek Brassard didn't either. And then he came, fixed everything.
PK specialist. Made great guac too.
Just saying.
You know?
Great guac.
I think Oilers fans to a person want to see Sam Gagner on this team. But I think if you watch him play,
not on the team, though,
it's just his speed, his leg speed just isn't quite there to be an everyday NHLer. He's fine in a utility role. He'll be fine if guy gets banged up. And he needs to slot into the lineup for three games in that spot, be fine.
And the best thing about that is we've seen him play sporadically and he still pops goals in that.
Yep.
So if you have a guy at 13th forward who injury reason or whatever you put him in and still have confidence that this guy may actually be able to go and score in his 7 minutes as opposed to just skate like we have a lot of times with 13 forwards.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the line combos that we got as of this morning for the skate. Top six stays the same. Nuclear deterrent together. Zach Hyman's up there. Kane, Nuge, Fogle. Third line is Holloway on the left wing. McLeod, Perry. Janmark, Ryan, Brown. Thoughts?
I would have kept that third line together from last night. I thought they were really moving well. And I would have eased Corey Perry in on the fourth line with Derek Ryan down the middle. So that would be the only change I make. You know, I thought Brown, Holloway, and McLeod worked well together. I thought they had a lot of really quality shifts. I would have let them keep going. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and get upset about it.
You've got those two guys who are buzzing around the outside of the ice, getting the puck to the middle, and you'll have 90 in front of the net sitting in Saros's pocket. I kind of like that.
What do you expect from Corey Perry tomorrow?
I would say that he'll probably have a flash or two where you're like, oh, that's why we got him. But I think he's still going to need a little bit of time to get kind of acclimated to this roster.
The thing about him is his best traits don't need that, you know, kind of, because his best traits are going to be pissing people off, standing in front of the fucking net, have one go off his fucking nose.
Yep.
Don't need to, you can just stand there and do that.
I think especially with a guy like Holloway, they're going to take some time to find it, but it'll be there.
Yeah, he's coming to go to the net and...
I think that without a doubt, what I guarantee will happen with Corey Perry is he starts at least a couple of scrums just because he's fucking annoying.
And I think he'll want to first game in a home game. He'll want to get the crowd buzzing a little bit. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I'm talking about hacking away at Saros. He's going to be in there jabbing away at loose pucks.
Can you imagine how the last month of his life has gone? It was about a month ago. Is that when he kind of texted?
2 months.
2 months now? Okay. So 2 months ago... pretty bottom of the barrel, trying to feel like whatever, you got real life issues to deal with. To 2 months later, you're playing with Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. You're all of a sudden on a team that's on a historic winning streak almost. He's going to be jacked up for this. And he doesn't need to go out there and dangle through people. He needs to go out there and slash some ankles, say some things that you can't put on television, and stand in front of the net and piss off goaltenders. And I love every fucking minute of that. I hope can we do this? Can we grab like a little microphone and mic them up?
We won't tell
anyone else so they can no one else get the audio, but like we get it.
If I could pay for a feed like that,
Or
I just
all over it.
We just need to bring some, pay somebody to go to the game and have those big microphones, the hyperbolic microphones that they have at the NFL, and just point it at them the whole time. It'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it, but I think it might look weird.
My favorite thing, just speaking of that kind of stuff, is whenever something bleeds through on Sportsnet, yes. Jack always goes, "Whoop! Picked up a little ice noise there."
The old don't read lips, kids. Don't read lips, kids.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's weird to say I'm looking forward to watching Corey Perry, because for 20 years I've hated him, but now he's on our side. And is he on your rat list?
Oh yeah, he'd be on the rat list for sure. 100%.
Oilers have a rat list? Are we developing one?
A little bit. Like, Kane's a rat, Perry's a rat. Dylan Holloway's like a baby rat. He'll become a full-born rat one day, or a full-grown rat one day.
Connor's kind of got a little rat in him lately.
Oh, he's aggressive.
That thing with Dickinson yesterday happened right in front of me, and it was just like the amount of times Connor McDavid like tried to get up, looked at the ref, pushed Dickinson, tried to get up, still couldn't, looked at the ref again. Like, that went on for like 12 seconds, and like Connor was trying to get out of there.
There no times that he's like, well, if you're going to keep holding me, I'm just going to fuck. Oh, there goes my body weight on you.
But that's kind of what he was like. He was pushing him, but you could tell at first he'd look like, seriously, no call, shove, try to move. Okay, I'll do it again.
He had a good one on the back of the head where he just kind of like, oh. Yeah.
I didn't mind the, like, if you're going to call, you got to call it right away. And if you didn't call it right away, then I don't mind the coincidental.
Yeah.
I didn't lose my mind too much because, yeah, there was, like, you've played hockey, you've been in these situations. There's times you don't want to get up. Like, the other guy's holding you. Like, well, I'm going to make it look like I'm getting up. Oh, damn. My elbow just hit you in the back of the neck? Oh, my bad.
Where I had no problem with Connor doing what he did. My problem was just like, he was getting held for like 45 minutes.
I don't know.
So then that's when you tumble and you have a little fall and you go, whoopsies, bonk in the back of the head.
Exactly.
That is the refs. They created the situation on their own. You know? Anyway, real quickly before we get to Ask the Idiots, got to give some love to Zach Hyman. 29th goal of the year. He's on pace for 55. Somehow, what was supposed to be the worst contract in the history of the NHL, editor in Leaf, he just seems to get better and better.
Yeah, last night before the third period, I was at the game with my girlfriend and I said, hey, I got $5 left in my old Betway account. I said, tell me who the next goal scorer is going to be. I'll put it on him. She picked Hyman. Nice. Came through. I was very fired up.
Nice.
But he's the safest pick. Like,
great. Even when you have $6.50.
Yeah. No, it was 6-1, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Was it next goal scorer? Anytime.
Yeah, next goal scorer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was pretty fired up. But like, he just does everything so well, man. He's the perfect fit next to Connor McDavid.
How many years are we in right now?
I think
this is three. So four more.
Yeah. Four more. So like, again, even if it doesn't age well, who cares? If 35-year-old Zach Hyman at $5.5 million is just an effort guy on your third line,
no,
you got so much surplus value in these last couple of seasons. You do not care at all.
And the cap is going to skyrocket.
Yeah. Eventually
starting next, it's going to go up $5 million a year for the foreseeable future.
Fueled by Booster Juice, download the new Booster Rewards app today and start earning berry points for delicious, nutritious smoothies, drinks, and food that will get you through the day and make you feeling good about your life. I myself have a free Booster Juice smoothie that I'm going to use my coupon in the Jasper Pond Doggy Tournament this weekend. Still deciding what I want to do, though. Might want to have a mango hurricane and a strawberry sunshine and have them mix them together.
But
go sunshine hurricane.
Pro tip, mm-hmm. You have them take everything out and then you have yogurt.
Yeah, I just want the yogurt.
I don't know. I'm just trying
some ice. That's all I would like.
Trying the Chalmers hacks.
Do yogurt on the rocks.
Yeah. Tastes good. Feels good. Love it. Ask the Idiots, gentlemen. A few questions here. A little bit of hockey, a little bit of nonsense. Let's start with Rick right beside me. Skinner is three consecutive wins away from tying the NHL record at 14.
Yes.
I think he gets there. That's from Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Tyler?
Two wins away?
Three.
Nashville, playing Vegas, tomorrow. Anaheim.
I have to say yes.
Dan?
He's playing Nashville. He's going to play Vegas. He's going to play Anaheim.
Yeah, he's playing the next three games.
If you say we win, he's going to have to.
And I say we win, so yes.
I'm going to say absolutely yes. Stu is so hot right now.
It's just bananas to think that, like, we keep saying about the win streak, but the amount of goaltenders that have played this game and have never won more than, what is it?
14
games in a row. And that's including having nights off,
including old,
what's his name that played
Glenn Hall.
508 in a row.
Also, shout out to Ken Holland for convincing Stuart Skinner to sign a 3-year contract, $2.6 million per year.
Hot damn.
We got 2 more years of this guy.
God
a legit
dang.
Number one goalie at $2.6 million.
What was the lowest anyone's ever paid for a Vezina goaltender?
We might find out.
Yeah.
No, it's Demko Hrabak this year.
Calvin Pickard's in.
Yeah, okay, but like, have we ever seen a goaltender make this little in the Vezina talk outside of his ELC?
There has to have been. Yeah. I would think like Ray Kroff was young when he was there.
Outside the ELC. So the ELC is one thing, but on your second contract, that'll be interesting. I don't know how the hell you search.
Yeah. Not a lot of, a lot of these names are just like legends who were in their prime.
Yeah.
You got to think
what we're like, watching right now with 97 is super special. What we're watching Columbus? Right now is this exact
Who's team Columbus
right now. Run is also super special.
Mason, did he get it?
He didn't win. He won the Calder.
Ah, my bad.
Stu's playing good. Reversing the order. Dan, you're up first. Okay. Today is Wayne Gretzky's birthday. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the great one?
Man, for me, like, there's a bunch of things that come to mind, but definitely the first thing is always the trade. And I don't know why. I guess it's just like the,
we have to hear the about
victim,
it every
yeah, the victim in me, but the trade always comes up in my mind. And I'm reminded of the fact that you can't lose a guy like McDavid or Draisaitl for that reason and that reason alone. So trade.
Today's Wayne Gretzky's birthday. Tyler, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of the great one?
Coach of the Coyotes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
I wasn't alive when he played, so it's coach of the Coyotes. No, it's whatever.
You were like 2 when he retired.
Yeah, because he retired in 99. Yeah. I mean, just the records, right? Like, that's got to... The fact he has so many records that are just absolutely untouchable.
It's great. Like the goal record?
Rick?
Yeah.
The greatest goat, the goatiest goat of all time. There's not a goat out there who can be called more of a goat than what he is to his sport. There is nobody out there who holds a number one, who holds stats that far ahead of number two in stats.
Like, basketball has a debate. Baseball has a debate.
Hockey,
NFL has a huge debate.
Hockey cannot be debated on stats.
Nope. Wayne Gretzky is the best.
Outside
ever.
Of that.
Darts? Darts. Oh, there's no debate.
16-year-old kid to fucking run in the world right now.
Luke Littler has something to say about that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
No debate there, though.
He can't say much when he's in school. No, he's just the greatest of all time. Period.
When I think of Gretzky, I was going to say Tyler's answer. Some of the records are so ridiculous. They're just so obnoxious. Every now and then, Sportsnet will post a graphic of Connor doing some kind of Connor thing. And you go, this is what he's done at age 27. And then Wayne will be up at the top of the list. And you go, huh?
Gretz did that by the time he was 20 and a half.
Weird. But I look at some of the numbers, like the season 81-82, 92 goals. That's ridiculous.
Matthews is going off right now, projected at 70, 22 goals back, and they're calling Matthews the greatest goal scorer of all time, which I'm not arguing. I'm just saying, in what is the greatest goal scorer of all time in his greatest season, could still be 22 goals off.
Connor McDavid last year at 153 points, and it was the most in 20 years. Wayne's career high is 215.
15. Four times over 200?
He had 52 goals that year and 163 assists. So if he didn't score a goal, he still would have beat Connor last year by 10.
Yeah, but
he
was just a merchant of his own team there. Exactly.
So maybe you can Google it real fast. How many records does Gretzky hold right now? Because when Gretzky retired like in 1999, when he retired in 99, he held 61 records. 61 records.
Yeah, 61 is what it says. Or he still holds
58. Yeah.
That's in 24 years. How many hockey players have played and they've taken 3 records away from him? That is fucking insane.
Even just like I look at, you know, to finish off the Gretzky question, the last year he played, 62 points in 70 games.
He's got an assist.
That is still a productive season for most guys.
Yep. Yeah, he's still got a point in his last game.
The year before that, with the Rangers, 97-98, so his second to last season, he put up 90 points.
Did he? And I believe he held...
Ridiculous.
He led his team in points every year except for his last.
That would make sense to me. It's just, it's wild. And so when I think of Wayne Gretzky, I think of just how crazy the numbers are that he put up.
His last game was against Pittsburgh, and Yager, I believe, scored the game winner in overtime. And I'm pretty certain Yager actually apologized.
Yeah, I am buying Oreos. Why did that happen?
I hope that's up there too, by the way. I hope we post that in the...
Yeah, the whole video. I think so. Yeah. Everyone's gonna see the Oreo ad that popped up.
I love Oreos. Double stuff.
We're getting a new sponsor by this time next week.
Mm-hmm. I love Oreos.
No, it worked. Okay.
Tyler also loves Oreos.
I like the ice cream.
Need a glass of milk with them.
Wow.
Need to have the rice cream. Some
kind I will of, also say, I know everyone likes
some to... Some kind of caveman?
Everyone likes to split them, and Oreos are infinitely better. You pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
All at once?
All at once. Just all because then it's meant to be enjoyed with the cookies and cream combination, not the two separately.
Mm-hmm.
So like
I'm a two biter on an Oreo.
My step kiddo swears by putting a fork into the cream and then dipping it in the milk that way and then eating it all.
I respect that.
Yeah. Much like the White Castle burger,
mm-hmm.
that is I know there's different products that come together. This thing, when it's done, is a White Castle burger. It is all there's not. Bun, patty, onion, bun. It is one complete deliciousness, whatever. And that's the same thing an Oreo is.
Synergy.
Question number three. Tyler asks the idiots for our friends at Booster Juice. Go get yourself a strawberry sunshine. Or yogurt on the rocks, whatever you want. They'll do it for you. Tyler, despite the winning streak, is there something you see in the Oilers game you'd still like them to improve?
They got to shoot the puck more, man. Like, granted... It's partially because I love betting on their over for shots in a game because it's fun. But like even Connor McDavid last game, they had that 2-on-1 where he had a chance. He stick handled in. The defenseman took away the pass and Connor stick handled basically came to a complete stop and was still just like standing there right in front of the goalie. It's like, shoot it. Just shoot it. Just please shoot it. I wish they would shoot the puck more. Connor McDavid's shots per 60 on the power play last year was like 20. This year it's like 12. It's down significantly. He's got to rip the pill more.
Rick.
Just going out and grabbing that first period. Like I miss a 4-goal first and we coast to a 6-2 dub.
Dan, what do you got? Oilers are on a heater, but what would you like to see them improve?
Power play. And it's not so much that I'm worried about it. It's just that I can't wait for that next step to come for this team and just go into absolute supernova mode.
Yeah, I would. Last year, there was a point where they were basically a coin flip on the power play. If we can get back there, fuck, everybody's in trouble. I mean, they're in trouble anyway, but you are really in trouble.
Even just 1-3. That's all we ask, you know?
33%.
I'm going to pick on my boy here a little bit. Nuge is collecting a lot of assists right now, but he really needs a goal. Last goal he had was the 2 goals he scored against Philly. That's been a minute. I'd just like to see him score some more goals. He's not using that sexy shot of his that I very, very much enjoy. Not nearly as much anyway. He tried 4 shots on goal though last night, so maybe it's coming, but I just like some more goals from my boy specifically. I got to hold somebody accountable.
I get it.
Might as well be him. Last question, and this is probably the most important one, and this is exactly why Booster Juice pays for this segment. Rick.
Yep.
Would you rather live the rest of your life without pants or without a shirt?
Where am I living?
Here.
Shirt.
It's always going to be a shirt, especially the guy that wore shorts for as long as I did.
See, shirt. I'm going sans pants.
No. Bro, you're going to die. It was minus 40.
Why? We didn't go outside anyway. I was getting knee-high socks. Just a little thigh. You get all the thigh you want.
1980s basketball shorts.
I think about my jackets are all long. Yeah. I'm thinking of girls outside the club in the early 20s, minus 20, wearing nothing but like a,
so you're just skirt. You're just Winnie the Pooh in it. Straight shirt.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going Pooh Bear. I'm going Pooh Bear.
Oh man.
Got it.
One day we're going to do this like a podcast.
Male, like a male options. Dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So I'm going Pooh Bear. I'm the opposite. There
tarps,
you go.
Tarps off, bottoms off.
All of you guys are tarps off and I'm sitting here. Nice tarp on. Breathing.
Yep. It's the other half that, yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
No, I'm sitting there. I was going to see a lot of diamond nipples around this room. Not me. I'm going to be toasted.
You're shriveled up.
Yeah, but you can't see that.
Be like the guy in the Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah. You know what? It's their fault for putting that pond in there.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring Kennedy in for the quote game.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We are back. Kennedy's quote game on deck. Got to mention the Nation vacation coming up in less than a month. We're going to Arizona to watch the boys play in a teeny tiny little barn. Now, another interesting angle on the Nation vacation to Arizona this week is that I was listening to young Francis Saravalli, and he speculated, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong.
Pretty aggressively, but yes.
Ooh, an aggressive
speculation. That this whole Utah thing isn't so much for a 33rd team as it is for the Coyotes moving to Utah.
I heard something they have to like really commit by the All-Star break.
Yeah, the league,
and that kinda, is like tomorrow.
Yeah. And if you read the release from Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Jazz, and what he said,
Smitty owns the Jazz. Yeah,
big day for him. Cool.
We will never get tired of that joke once this all happens. But it says in there, we're ready like immediately or whatever to like take on an NHL team. And it's like, well, we know expansion doesn't happen immediately, but what does? Relocation.
So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is if you want to watch an NHL game in a tiny little rink, this might be your only chance to do it. NationGear.ca. We got a couple of different package options for you. Go check it out. We got a couple of spots. We're leaving in less than a month. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing trip. And with that, I turn it over to Kennedy for Kennedy's quote game.
Hello. I do want to say, though, there was an Oscar Clefbaum sign of life today, which made me really happy.
Dofos, our boy Dofos.
Yes.
And he was wearing one of the oldest Nation Gear hats that I've seen in quite some time.
I've never seen that hat. Wearing. Oh, yeah, that one.
What was this? I missed it.
Dofos had a picture, a selfie with Oscar Clefbaum in the wild.
And said that shout out to Nation and all that. So sign of life. He lives.
Last night at the game, I saw one of the original blue hats.
Oh, sick.
One that we threw like instantly because we just got the trick.
Well, way she goes sometimes.
It does.
Stay tuned. Nation Gear might bring some stuff back. Anyways, quote game. I said that we were putting rules in, but we kind of not played that much this month. So ignore everything that's happened this month for, you know, tallies and stuff. This is a brand new game. Whoever wins this one, you win a prize.
Wow.
So I have a prize available. So get your thinking caps on. Play along. Tag me if you want to. Anyways, number one.
If you're
openly,
along, you can't win the prize. Only we can win the prize.
Only you guys can win the prize.
No prize for you, listener. No.
Number one, I openly mocked you to everyone I know.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. One
really
more time.
Aggressive.
Hmm? One more time, sorry.
I openly mocked you to everyone I know. Number
one sassy Sally on the podcast. I'm saying it is.
There's a few of them on here. Number two, that's the way I said it, alphabetical order.
Well,
number three, we have some Yaremchuk Liam math going on here.
Okay.
Number four, keep it and throw it at a UFA. Number five,
keep it, throw it at a wait. I need time to think.
Keep it and throw it at a UFA. Keep it and throw it at a UFA.
Keep it and throw it at a UFA.
Even writing them, I just hear it in all your guys' voices. Number five, taxes are too high everywhere, if you ask me.
Can we just say everyone?
I just feel like that's something I would complain about very specifically.
And And number six, nice and juicy.
What was number two again? Sorry.
Go for it's that's the way I set it, alphabetical order.
Did anybody else forget to include Liam because he's not here?
I included.
I don't feel confident at all.
I was like, who's on the pod?
I feel better than the last time.
No confidence today. I can't even. I'm good at picking up my own. Today I'm a mess today.
Well, this one's for all the marbles. So let's see.
The stakes are higher here than they've ever been.
Steelies.
No.
Well, that was... Trade my marbles in for a double slammer.
What happens in the event of a tie?
I have a tie
you
quote.
Get a point.
Oh.
No, I have a tie quote.
That first person that says it right is.
You get a half inch, or no, you get a half foot taken off your slice of the sub.
Alrighty.
Here we go.
Number one, I openly mocked you to everyone I know. Dan?
I guess Tyler.
Said myself.
I have Tyler.
I also have Tyler.
Wow.
Alrighty, here's number.
Everybody has said whether or not he should be involved in the conversation, and everybody kind of laughed at me.
I don't think we laughed at you.
I openly mocked you about it to everyone I know.
I had Dan crossed out and I put Tyler because I was like, that's a mean thing to say. So it's Tyler.
Wow.
It's Dan. There was a Dan quote.
I'm the asshole.
Fuck. Shit.
It's me. I'm the problem.
You're the sassy Sally. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Number two. That's the way I said it. Alphabetical order. Dan, go for it.
I guess Liam.
Liam.
I have Liam.
I got Rick. I have no idea.
Ready? Here's a quote.
Ballot. My top three would be in some order, Beniers, Thompson, Skinner. I'm just
why'd you put him in third?
I do. That's just the way I said it. Alphabetical order.
Fuck.
Oh,
I had TL written down and I went with Liam. Damn it. Well, I haven't got my own yet, so I'm in real trouble.
I'm over two.
Game, set, match. Alrighty. Number three. We have some Yaremchuk Liam math going on here.
I guess. Me.
I said me.
I have Dan.
I have Dan too, but I feel like it's going to be Rick. Fuck.
Here's the quote.
It was 15 years in the league?
Well, 2008.
When's he born?
We got some Yaremchuk Liam math going on here. Oh,
man, BM. This is ugly. I'm going to go over.
BM. Who was that?
That was BM.
BM.
That was
BM.
I'm on the board.
Yeah, I may go. Well, we'll see what happens.
I do enjoy Yaremchuk math. So it's always front of mind, I suppose.
Alrighty, number four. Keep it and throw it at a UFA.
I had Liam.
I said Rick.
Rick.
This is not going well. I have BM.
Ready? Here's a quote.
They will throw it as a credit for next year's ticket. So I guess they're trying to incentivize you to come back next year, even though
I'd
next
be like,
year's
keep it and throw it at a UFA, please.
Yes.
Finally.
On the board.
Okay. Vindication.
Mediocrity is the name of this week's quote game, I think.
Going for 500 here.
Mediocrity would be kind for me.
I was like, maybe I will give myself the prize. Anyways, number five, taxes are too high everywhere if you ask me.
I said me because I hate taxes.
I said BM.
BM.
Once BM said he thought it was him, I went with that.
Okay. And here's the quote.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
But. Dale Talon.
Taxes too high over there, probably. Taxes too high everywhere, if you ask me.
Oh, what a
that was a Liam.
That's a cheeky Liam one.
That was a lime.
I'm also
telling you I'm getting the last one wrong, too.
Yeah, now. I don't like my chances now.
Alrighty, number six. Nice and juicy.
I had Thai guy.
I said Liam.
Liam.
No.
Alrighty, here's the quote.
Games and the payouts are nice. They're real nice.
Nice and juicy.
Wow, I did say that.
I know my tie guy.
And juicy.
Damn it.
You know what?
That's terrible.
2 for 6. I'm an effective hitter in Major League Baseball.
One for six. I'm playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, 1 for 6. I'm down in the minors.
No. 1 for 6. He's going to be really good defensively. You give a shortstop 1 for 6, maybe a right fielder.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I
have sport a analogy.
Stay in the league.
Okay.
Glue guy.
Rick, how many did you get?
One.
Oh, looks well, like bag milk got the win.
Bag milk at two. Win.
Congratulations, BM. You are the owner of a free box of nudes.
Wow. You know what? I do need dinner today.
Yeah, that actually would have been really nice.
This is excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, question is,
I'm going to enjoy this.
You can't utilize, not a question actually, it's more of a statement. You can't utilize that through your
DoorDash. I can't
so
DoorDash
will
it.
You be stopping and still doing double DoorDash?
Yeah.
Now triple dash.
Because that can be a really good breakfast too.
Yeah, so I can do So this is what this is already going to go hot box with shrimp. I already know that. And then I can DoorDash some dessert, two different desserts, you know?
Wow. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kennedy.
There's Kennedy's quote game. Join us on the Nation vacation, nationgear.ca. Coming up in less than a month, we're going to Arizona. Very, very excited. Check out
the clothes while you're there.
Very, very excited. Let's wrap up the podcast, gentlemen. Time for Hot Cold Performers. Our friends at Greta. Hot Cold Performers, of course, Greta is a spot for the pre and post game. Yeah. Dan keeps hitting his honorary
that
cold
one
performer.
Sounded like it hurt.
Yeah, I'm on the IR or the concussion.
I saw it happen. Man. Dan is leaving the podcast. He is now in concussion protocol. It's very important.
I've hit that TV so many times today. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Tyler.
You have.
I think I put the Oreo ad back up on the... Could you
imagine? Our friends at Greta, of course. Pre and post game, get yourself something to drink, play some vids, have something to eat. It is the spot for all Nation events. We're going to have some viewing parties coming up very, very soon that we're going to be throwing at Greta. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes out for that. We're going to start off with our veggies as we always do. I got to get some buttons set here, Dan, but I'm coming down the end of the line. You're up first. As we do every week, our veggies are coming first, Dan. Your cold performer of the week for our friends at Greta.
So I get it. They have to wear it because we did the Heritage Classic and I understand it. They are beautiful jerseys, but I'm going to give it out to the NHL for not having any more Heritage Classic jerseys available in the city now that you're still playing these jerseys out on the ice. It's just, I find it annoying that fans now seeing the jerseys again, having it refreshed in their minds that they want to be able to purchase them. I'm specifically shouting out people in Germany that would like to be able to pick up these jerseys and they can't. So the NHL, for not having your jerseys available while you still have the teams wearing them on the ice, you get my cold performer of the week.
I'm upset.
Can I get them online?
You can, only thing you can get is small and extra small.
That's dumb.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That can work out really nice for my Pooh Bear look.
Get two smalls and jerry rig them together.
Yes.
Use cut the them apart. To yeah. Extend them.
100%.
Okay. So we did, or we have to do that on the back of the jersey.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to think of the logistics of getting two together.
Yeah. You're going to need a Taylor.
Yeah.
Or a Tyler.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a Taylor. I don't know if he's going to be able to help you.
Mr. Remchek. For our friend Greta, your cold performer of the week.
If you were at the game yesterday, sitting in section 115 or 117, you saw the guy who took 12 minutes to get up the stairs in the third period. I saw him fall asleep before the third period with a pile of Coors around him.
He's got four banquets by his feet,
so
and
missed,
one tilted in his hand.
He missed the Oilers' second goal because he was sleeping, and then he made the trek back up the section. Not being able to make it to a hockey game is a cardinal sin. Cold performer week to that stranger.
I also drink a beer at Rogers Place, and I get crazy.
He was so drunk.
Good, but
you know what? You have good seats too.
For a January game too.
So I just think of like, you got to put in some work to get down there. How many beers? What's the count?
I'll show you the picture. So he had, you could see one in the aisle, one, two, three, four, and one still in his lap. So six Coors. So
one in his lap is like
you factor in the face value of his ticket and six Rogers Place beers plus tip.
Probably $200,000.
Yeah. Probably. He lost out on a lot. I couldn't imagine not being able, like, letting it get that out of hand that you can't make it through a 2.5 hour hockey game. That's bad.
Hey man, when you're gifted tickets, that is just spent money already ready to go.
Yeah. Maybe I understand it from that perspective. You got gifted tickets. You're like, I got to go hard.
Rick, next cold form of the week.
You guys have to drive. You guys drive home along Jasper Ave a lot more than I do, I think, right? Coming out of here.
I
have an issue with we have 3-lane roads here. Yeah. And when we get to this weather, people turn the 3 lanes into 2 lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And it slows down. If you've got a bigger vehicle that handles the slush very well, be the one who drive on the outside and kind of tear that down and make that lane.
Be a leader.
Yes. Thank you. Far too many times I see everyone just crunch into the middle. I'm trying to get on the right side to get past all you people. Just get the hell out of the way. If your car can't handle the snow and the slush, get a new car.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! Like, no! No!
I also like when you'll be driving on a road and then it'll clear up and you'll be like, whoa, I'm in the middle of 2 lanes because our Canadian winter lanes are different than the summer ones.
100%. And then that one intersection at like 104 and 101, I think, that veers off to the right. Like if you just watch the dotted lines, you veer off to the right, but nobody pays attention, so they go right through that and they're cutting you. Oh, I hate that one.
I'm also going to go. I'm thinking back to driving home from Jasper last weekend. So my cold performer of the week, if you live in Alberta, we deal with the winter. We deal with driving in the snow all the time. But there's always the hardos with the big lifted trucks that just need to rip past everybody. And they just cause chaos. Drive to the conditions.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little extra time.
Yeah.
Stop cutting me off with your big fucking dualies. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. And shout out to sales guy Jared's wife, Jen. Her system was quite interesting of almost tempting them to not let them in and then slowing back off. Give them a little scare. You know, don't do that, by the way. Don't do that. Don't do as I say. But winter drivers that do not drive to conditions is my cold performer of the week.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wrap up the podcast. It's time for some positive news. It's time for the hot performers. Tyler, I'm going to start with you for our friends at Greta, your hot performer of the week.
My hot performer of the week is going to a Calgary Flame. Oliver Shillington made his return to the lineup yesterday after being away from the team for almost a year because of mental health, but he's back. He saw it through and he was smiling and they gave him a nice reception at the Dome. So shout out to Oliver Shillington. Even though you're a Flame, I'm proud of you.
And they stopped.
Pour it on! And they lost. But he was played. So that's good.
But he didn't help him win. You know, more of a reason to get the
Nation Dan, you're up next. Your Greta hot performer of the week.
I'm going to take you guys back to the month of October. Actually, it was October the 26th. The Oilers had just lost to the New York Rangers 3-0, rendering their record to be, oh, I've just lost it now. Sorry. I had it on my screen. Their record was at that point was 6-1-6. They had just beaten the Nashville Predators. That was the only team they had beaten so far. And Reddit user, Odd Spelling of Freed predicted and said the following statement, if any team can randomly shoot off a 15 game winning streak, it's the Edmonton Oilers. And what do we have now? A 15 game winning streak. So you Reddit user Odd Spelling of Freed, you get my hot performer of the week.
The big guy is smoking hot.
Is your name actually Odd Spelling of Freed?
That's his username. Yeah.
Or not just a weird way of spelling Freed.
No. Yeah. It was username Odd Spelling of Freed.
I was also wondering that, so I'm glad you asked.
Asked the question going, no, Rick, it's just Freed, but it's spelled funny.
No, yeah.
All right, interesting.
No, yeah, 100%. Their full username is Odd Spelling of Freed.
Rick, you're up next. Your hot performer of the week.
This might have been last week's, but even if it was last week's, it's still running true today. It's the Edmonton Oilers. 15 game winning streak with, I suppose in the last week, it's a 2-game winning streak, whatever it is. They're part of the reason why I think that today it's like +2 degrees outside.
Amen. It's getting hot in here. So hot. Wrap it up for our friends at Greta, my hot performer of the week. We talked about him a lot in the off season. We wondered what he'd be able to do. Contract year Fogle. 16 points in his last 16 games. He's got 6 goals and 10 assists over that time. The guy's playing some fantastic hockey. Probably pricing himself out of a future in Edmonton with the way he's playing, but damn it, you're doing some good stuff on the ice right now, Warren Fogle. I just want to give you a little bit of love for it, man. I just want to give you a little bit of love for it because you're playing fantastic. Keep it going. I want to see it. I have to scroll through more buttons because I'm on the wrong page, and then I'm going to push this one.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's where we're going to wrap up the show, everybody. Lastly, before I press the end button on this here this machine over here with all the cool little moving things, score prediction for tomorrow afternoon's game against the Nashville Predators, Rick.
Thank you, because Dan always steals my answer. 6-2 with a Leon hat trick as he owns Smashville.
Tyler, score prediction against the Nashville Predators.
5-2 with a Nuge hat trick.
Oh, you dirty boy. Nation Dan, score prediction.
3-2 Edmonton Oilers in overtime.
Ooh, that'd be exciting.
I'd shit my pants. My head would spin around 360 like an owl.
Do it. Go 4-2 with a Perry goal.
4-2. Corey Perry, empty net goal.
That's fair.
Wow.
The streak lives on and we will have a perfect
month. I love how they put Corey Perry out there to get the empty netter instead of Brown.
I imagine all. So it's going to be Brown. It's going to be Perry. It's going to be CeCe.
And Janmark.
Well, no, he's already got one. He's already got one. Do you know that Matthias Janmark has not had a goal scored against him the entire streak?
I love it.
What do you got to say about that, Tyler?
Neither has Jack Campbell.
The other two guys on the ice aren't allowed to cross their own blue line.
Fucking rights they're not. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.